Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to the July 2022 edition of Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show, offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietallo Publications, and I am joined by Steve Rausch and Jim Thompson. Jim, you told me you want to talk about subscriptions this month. Subscriptions to what?
Well, let me jump in here. Jim passed around an article with what appeared to be an absurd idea. It seems as though in certain countries, BMW is going to start a subscription service to turn on automobile seat warmers. They are built into the seats, but BMW controls the software that activates them, for which the car owner must pay a subscription.
And Jim, this affects the pulp and paper industry how?
Well, I got to thinking. The pulp and paper and other industries already work with software licenses that are sold by subscription. In fact, nearly all software is sold by subscription. Why can't other things, like hardware, be procured this way?
We'll be back after this message. I have got to hear this.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
And we're back. So, Jim, what do you want mills to purchase by subscription?
I'm thinking pumps, motors, other such items. Hardware, if you will, instead of software, could be purchased this way.
Now, Jim, isn't that what leasing is used for now?
Well, I see subscriptions being a different twist. Just like software, which is updated by the licensor on a regular basis, hardware procured through subscriptions could work the same way. The owner of the subscription service, say a motor manufacturer, will be able to monitor the mill's motor installations. This party will be responsible for the efficiency and performance of the motor. Since they are monitoring it, they can replace it before it fails. Since they are the motor experts and now have some skin in the game, they will take care of the motors better than the mill can. Responsibility for matters such as unscheduled downtime will have to be negotiated. But these things can all be worked out.
I get it. The mill focuses on making paper. Then other experts own and the mill subscribes to their equipment and expertise.
Yeah, it's just like using a spreadsheet or a word processing program. The operator focuses on the use of the program to do the task and spends no time thinking about how the software works that helps them to be so efficient, be it a spreadsheet, text document, or whatever.
I don't think it will be adopted overnight.
Of course not. Such an idea would probably start with small steps, maybe with some instruments or other such devices.
Now, the key is it's not a lease. A subscription is so much more than just a lease.
Another great idea from the minds of Paprietallo Publications. If you would like to contribute, we would like to hear from you. You can reach me by email at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Rausch, R-O-U-S-H, at ipulpmedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.